SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel and terror group Hamas have begun the exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners in a ceasefire deal that's paused the fighting in Gaza. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Spectators cheer as a convoy of ambulances and buses enter Israel from Egypt, bringing home the first batch of hostages to be reunited with the loved ones who survived last month's attack.
Keren, Ohad, Adina.
An IDF spokesman reading the names of some of the hostages released, President Biden from his Nantucket vacation home.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well.
This allows more aid into Gaza.
Food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
The president laments none of the American hostages were released this time, with hopes they will be soon. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, another Black Friday's on the books, typically the biggest shopping day of the year. Retailers kicked off the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season with discounts and other enticements. But executives are growing concerned with the spending slowdown that could temper sales throughout the holidays. But it didn't stop millions of shoppers on Friday.
People always say, like, oh, why don't you just do, like, online shopping? But I still find fun in going out and hanging out with my friends and stuff and just being out here, you know? It's early in the morning, but you only live once, so might as well have fun.
For many shoppers, it was more like an event.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. People just come in here with their friends, their family, their holiday tradition, having a good time. And there's been a lot of energy so far.
The shopper said she tried to beat the crowd.
Last year we came and we got here at midnight and we stayed out here till like 6 a.m. So then we're like, let's try to get there when they open at 8, but it's crowded at 8.
Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats moved to enshrine abortion in the state constitution, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The party won big in this month's off-year elections, and it's wasting no time in promoting one of its key issues. Democratic lawmakers have begun the process of amending the Virginia Constitution to guarantee abortion and protect it from any pro-life limitations. State law already allows the procedure up to 26 weeks of pregnancy, with broad exceptions after that for health concerns. Pro-life advocates say they will fight the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine brought by the federal government over allegations that it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University, which enrolls more than 100,000 students, mostly online, says it's filing an appeal with the U.S. Education Department. If it fails, the Phoenix-based school says it's prepared to file a federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. The police officer convicted in the death of George Floyd reportedly has been stabbed in prison.
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at a federal prison in Arizona. The attack happened at the Federal Correctional Institution Tucson, a medium security prison that has been plagued by security lapses and staffing shortages.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Bureau of Prisons would only confirm that an inmate was assaulted. It said responding employees performed life-saving measures before the inmate was taken to a hospital. The agency did not identify the inmate by name. 10 firefighters are hurt, 35 residents displaced following a massive Thanksgiving night fire that broke out in New Jersey in an apartment building. Officials said an explosion caused the roof of the building next door to collapse under firefighters' feet. More details at SRNNews.com.